In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with the new era of the divine will, part one. We're on volume 26, April 2nd, April 7th, 1929. And we're on the third paragraph. Luisa says, now while I, Luisa, was under the empire of the sun, empire of the wind, the vastness of the azure of the heavens, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior in a sensible way. So here Luisa has just talked about how she was kissed by the sun, kissed by the wind. She's in the vastness of the blue of the heavens. This is the first time she's been out in 40 years. And Jesus moved in her interior. He says this often to help us understand that the interior of Jesus is where Jesus dwells. And that's where Jesus wants to dwell within us. He says to Luisa, make room in your heart for me. Every day when we do our prevenient act, when we fuse ourselves with Jesus, we say, I want you to be fused in my heart. I want my heart to be your throne. Jesus says that the Father wants his throne in our soul. That's where the Father wants his throne. The throne of the Holy Spirit is in our mind. We want the Holy Spirit to reign in us, not with just knowledge, but with love. So we want the triune God to reign in us. And each part of our body is a different part for the triune God. The heart is for Jesus. The soul is for the Father. And in our mind, our life is in the Holy Spirit. So she says, she was under the empire of the sun, the wind, the vastness of the azure heavens. And my sweet Jesus moved in my interior in a sensible way, as if he did not want to be outdone by the kisses of the sun, outdone by the kisses of the wind, outdone by the heavens. And he told me, my beloved daughter, Luisa, daughter of my divine will, daughter of my volition, today everyone makes feast because of your exit. You've left your room and now you're outside in all of creation. And everyone is making feast. They finally see you after 40 years. They finally experience you after 40 years. Now you have to remember, Jesus talked about the sun for 40 years to Luisa. And now after 40 years of suffering without the sun, she's out into the sun. It's the same thing with our lives. Jesus is asking us to enter into the sun of God, S-U-N of God. He's asking us to participate in this new beginning for all of mankind. He says this, the whole of the celestial court felt the gaiety of the sun, the joy of the wind, the smile of the heavens, and they all ran to see what was so new. And in seeing you, Luisa, invested by the light of the sun that was kissing you, the wind caressing you, the heavens smiling at you, they all comprehended that the power of my divine fiat was moving all the elements of creation to celebrate its little newborn, Luisa Picaretta. Adam left off. When Adam fell, everything went into darkness. That's why Jesus came as the light of the world. Mary came as mother and queen, Theotokos. Now, 2,000 years later, they have the newborn, the firstborn in the divine. All of creation is celebrating. And Jesus is inviting us to be one with Luisa, fuse with Luisa, in order to possess this kingdom that Adam lost. This universal life that Adam lost. This Catholic life that Adam lost. You see why everyone will enter into the Catholic faith. Everyone will. There's some tough times ahead. where God is going to purify his church. He's ironing the wedding gown of the church. He's cleaning all the stains off the church. He's making his bride look beautiful. That's where we are today. Don't worry about what's happening. Don't lose faith. Trust in him. Believe in him. Have confidence in him and his mother, who have given back to the world the new Adam and the new Eve, a human who lives this abundant life. That's what Jesus is asking of us. So he has to give this to Louisa, a human, as Adam possessed it. But even more, scripture says, on Holy Saturday night, we say, oh, happy fall of Adam. Why are we happy about this? Because God is going to give more than what he gave to Adam. It's going to be amazing. And he's beginning it now with the souls who are peaceful, joyful, and happy, who are reading the book of heaven, knowing that there is so much more coming, knowing that there'll be one church, one flock, one shepherd. Jesus says this, all of creation is celebrating its little newborn. Now, when we link ourselves to Louisa and we go outside, the same thing's going to happen with us. All of creation is going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate with all of creation, little by little. It's not the fullness at this point that Louisa possessed. Little by little, and that's the joy. Little by little, we're entering into this abundant life of Jesus, the new Adam, of Mary, the new Eve, that was given to Louisa. Therefore, the whole celestial court, Jesus says, uniting with all of creation, not only makes feast, but feels new divine joys, new divine happinesses that my divine will gives it because of Louisa leaving her room. 40 years of suffering. 40 years of Jesus talking about this light, and now he gives it to her. Have we gone through 40 years of suffering? You have to remember, Jesus says he's going to give this gift to those who are like his little daughter, his little newborn. 40 years of suffering to finally enter into the Son, S-U-N, of the divine will. And all of creation is happy because now finally it's one step closer for the kingdom to be established on earth as it is in heaven. And I, being spectator of all of this, not only make feast within you, Louisa, but I do not regret having created the heavens, the sun, all of creation. On the contrary, I, God, feel happier because it is enjoyed by my little daughter, Louisa Picaretta. As Adam enjoyed it, as Adam discovered it, all of creation. Finally, we have a newborn, a firstborn, Louisa Picaretta, who possessed this gift. This is completely astonishing. It is completely astonishing. He says, the divine joys, the divine contentments, the divine glory of when everything was created are repeated for me when Adam, innocent, had not yet made a note of sorrow of his rebellious human will resound in the whole of creation. These joys, these contentments, this glory, when Adam did not commit the first original sin. He says, because when he made the first original sin, we have to understand this. When he created the first original sin, what happened at that point? All the joys, all the contentments, all the glory disappeared that Adam was supposed to give back to God. Do you understand this new and divine way of holiness that John Paul II spoke about on the canonization, on the feast of the canonization of St. Honorable de Francia? The world and the church is going to enter a new and divine way of holiness. This is what it's about. The divine joys, the divine contentments, the divine glory that Adam had before the fall. Adam was in God's image and likeness. This is what God is giving to the world. Again, where do you find it? You're going to find it in the fullness of faith. The universal life is going to be given back by the Catholic faith. Don't be fooled. Don't be discouraged of what's happening in the world. Jesus says, the gates of hell will not prevail against my church. The keys of the kingdom were given to Peter, Saint Peter. Upon this rock, I will build my church. Don't worry about anything that's happening. Don't lose faith. My pastor always used to say that. He's from Ireland. He'd say, Tommy, don't lose the faith. He was a great Irish priest. So Jesus says this very, very clearly. The rebellious human will of Adam resounded in the whole of creation. The rebellious human will of Adam broke the gaiety, broke the happiness, broke the sweet smile that my most holy divine will, Jesus said, had in the sun, had in the wind, had in the starry heavens that was to be given to all mankind. It's beginning again. You and I can participate in this joy of creation, the happiness of creation, the peace of creation. A new beginning is coming for all of mankind. And what the Lord is asking of us, he's saying very clearly, I want you to recognize this. I want you to understand the time you're living in. So what does he do? He allows Our Lady to speak throughout all the world. Our Lady of La Salette, Our Lady of Lourdes, Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of Akita, Our Lady of America. Wait till you start reading about Our Lady of America. Everything is ready. Everything is ready. A new beginning for all of mankind is at hand. And what God is asking of us is he's going to teach us how and why this is happening now. So what does the Lord do? He gets us ready by what Our Lady has said throughout the world. I mean, listen to Our Lady of Garabandel, not approved. Listen to Our Lady of Medjugorje, not approved yet. How can you approve something when the promise of a miracle happens and the miracle hasn't happened? Once the miracle happens, everything will be approved. You have to understand, Jesus is trying to get us ready for the great miracle. The great miracle of what? The kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. He's asking us to participate in this. And it's not 1,000 years from now. It's very, very close. Very, very close. Everything is ready. And our Lord is asking us, are you ready? Are you ready for what I'm going to do? So during this Lent, you know, pray, fast, do penance, convert, make each day a greater conversion towards the Lord. How do we do this? By reading the Book of Heaven, by reading this Gospel of the Kingdom, by reading this Testament of Love. This is what the Lord is asking of us. Why is he doing this? To prepare the world for the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. He says this. He says, when this happens, the gaiety, the happiness, the sweet smile of the divine will be again in the sun and the wind and the starry heavens that will be given to us. We are the ones that are going to receive this. This is God's promise. This is what God wants. How glorious is this? That our Lord allowed us, predestined us to live at this time. How glorious is this? That our God has given us the Book of Heaven. How amazing is this? That our Lord wants us to receive this true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, through the little newborn, Luisa Picaretta. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask that all the little children become divinely healed, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you.